Unit 30. Recording 39.
A US study published recently set out to determine why people take risks. It came to the conclusion that risk and age are correlated. The researchers sampled 500 participants, divided into four main groups: children, adolescents, young adults, and the elderly, further dividing them into certain social backgrounds and also by gender. The methodology required participants to resolve a situation by choosing one of two options. One option was safer than the other, but would result in a worse outcome than taking the potentially riskier option. Participants were told that 600 coins were locked in a box that could be opened in one of two ways. The first option would guarantee that 200 coins in the box would be saved, a 66% loss. And the second option had a one-third chance of saving all 600 coins, but a two-thirds chance of breaking the box and losing all of the coins. The results showed that social background was not a significant predictor of risk avoidance, with each social group just as likely as the others to pick the so-called safe option. Gender was also a relatively minor predictor of a preference to engage in risk-taking, although male participants were slightly more likely to take the riskier option than their female counterparts. The results also showed that the most significant predictor of risky behaviour was age, with adolescents more likely to display risk-taking behaviour, often for the thrill of it, than either children, young adults, or the elderly. The authors of the study are satisfied these results are proof that risk-taking and the onset of adolescence are linked. Children's responses showed far more fear of risky situations, and the elderly participants in the study tended to be more sensible, foreseeing problems when presented with a risky option, especially where money was concerned.